He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. And just across the trail there are those masters of songs about America's great outdoors, the sons of the pioneers.
Well, Billy, since we're going to be dealing with fire from above in this program, Tommy Doss and the rest of us want to set the stage properly. Now, let's keep in mind that it was the good Lord who gave us our woods, forests, grass, and shrubs. It was He who gave us all the natural wealth and beauty that we love so dearly and are trying so hard to protect.
The prairie sun sends down its rays to warm my heart through every day. The starlight beams that guides my way are just the touch of God's hand. The scattered pearls of morning dew, the rainbow mist on hills of blue, the silver veil of moonbeams too, the touch of God's hand. The desert breeze that brushed my hair, the leaf that fell from who knows where, the scent of wildflowers in the air is just the touch of God's hand. The wasteland call that fills the sky, the hum of wild wings sailing by, the warm earth bed on which I lie is just the touch of God's hand. The desert yields a water pool where wild things meet their throats to cool, and I'm a carefree, happy fool. I know the touch of God's hand. The rain that falls I love so dear, and joy is mine just living here. I know God must be standing near. I felt the touch of His hand. I felt the touch of God's hand.
Touch of God's hand. Boys, you certainly did set the stage right. Because today we're going to talk a little bit about fire that flashes down from the heavens. Lightning. In the West, lightning is a major cause of forest fires. But for the nation as a whole, that just doesn't hold true. Except for the West, lightning ranks as a very minor cause of forest fires. But talking about lightning, it's often associated with mountaintops, which reminds me of a little song. I'll go up on the mountaintop and grow me a patch of cane. I'll make me a jug of molasses, too, for to sweeten up Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza, oh, little Liza Jane, oh, little Liza, she died on the train. Now come along, sweet Liza Jane, just come along with me. We'll go up on that mountaintop, some pleasure's there to see. Oh, little Liza, oh, little Liza Jane, oh, little Liza, she died on the train. I'll eat when I am hungry, and I'll drink when I am dry. Now if a tree don't fall on me, I'll live until I die. Oh, Eliza, holy Eliza Jane. Holy Eliza, she died on a train. Holy Eliza, holy Eliza Jane. Holy Eliza, she died on a train.
Of course, I'm not going to let a tree fall on me if I can help it. Don't you let one fall on you either. But we were talking about lightning-caused forest fires. You know, the forestry boys, along with weathermen and other scientists, private as well as government, are trying to do something about lightning fires. In fact, there's a project going on in the western forest. They call it Operation Skyfire. They're trying to find out the origin and life history of lightning storms. They want to know how lightning develops and how it behaves, so that one day they can really do something about preventing lightning-caused fires. I want to tell you a little bit about how they're working at this, but first here's the Sons of the Pioneers expressing in song how they feel about the West.
Lordy, but I'm feeling mighty happy. Do you wonder why I feel this way? Everywhere I turn my eyes, the West is. And that is why I'm here to say, I'm glad I was born in the heart of the West. The West is in my soul. I'm glad I'm living where life's at its best. The best old ranges roll. I'm up with the lark at the break of each dawn. I ride till the sun turns gold. In the sky he always was, and he always will, because the West is in my soul. I'm living where life's at its best. The best old ranges roll. I'm up with the lark at the break of each dawn. I ride till the sun turns gold. In the sky he always was, and he always will, because the West is in my soul.
Thank you, fellas. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, Operation Skyfire. This is an interesting project, all right. As I've said, the foresters are in it, and cooperating with them are scientists from several universities, private research foundations, and other government agencies. They've got a mobile laboratory that can scoot from one area to another during the lightning season. And they're making cloud surveys from a number of fire lookouts, with the forest guards who are stationed on the towers, making notes on clouds and cloud formations, how they form and how fast they move and things like that. It's a great work, all right. And I hope the boys are successful in finding out the answers to these lightning fires in the West. How do you feel about that, Lloyd?
Yes, I'm sure glad studies are going on to try to cut down on lightning fires. Now, the average American can't do much about lightning, of course, but
he can sure do something about the matches and the smokes and his outside fires. Like I've always said, Lloyd, the fellow who ain't careful how he handles fire while he's still alive may have his hands full of it when he's dead.
Oh, say, you sound like a preacher, you.
Well, we can't have enough of this kind of preachment. No, sir. Let's get right with ourselves and live a good, clean life when it comes to being careful with fire. Now I tell you...
All right, boys, let's go to the camp meeting.
I saw the light.
And I got the word.
I know that it's right.
And have you heard?
I'm gonna
ride a cowboy.
In the sky.
Way up in the sky.
Out in the sky.
Way up in the sky.
Yeah, we'll ride a cowboy.
And get away up in the sky.
Brother Buffalo Bill and Sister Lou is gonna beat our brother like me and you. And old Kit Carson, he will too, way up in the sky.
He's gonna ride,
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 ride, ride on the golden range up in the sky.
Way up in the sky,
up in the sky,
way up in the sky.
Yes, we'll ride the cowboy, can't be too way up in the sky.
Little David slew that giant so tall, proved right with might for big and small. He'll play a harp as I recall, way up in the sky.
He's gonna play,
play, play, cowboy, get me to play on the golden harp up in the sky.
Way up in the sky,
up in the sky,
way up in the sky.
Yes, we'll play the cowboy, get me to way up in the sky,
cowboy,
way up in the sky,
cowboy,
way up in the sky,
cowboy, get me to way up in the sky.
Always.
Cowboy camp meeting. That's sure the place where a fella can get up on his feet and make a strong point or two for a good cause. Now, Brother Fire, you were going strong there, but here's a fella coming up the trail now who might give you a good run for your money. He's got his ranger's hat and shovel, and he's all togged out as usual in dungarees. He's the friend of all who love the outdoors. He's the popular candidate, the people's choice for support this year and every year. He's Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. If you give me your support, I promise you we can put a real dent in 9 out of every 10 forest fires. You see, for the country as a whole, that's how many fires each year are man-caused, mostly through carelessness. 9 out of 10. How about backing me up in preventing man-caused forest fires? Here's how. Be careful with your matches, your smokes, and with outdoor fires. We can't prevent lightning fires, you and I, but we can sure strike at those that are man-caused. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service and this station you're listening to, that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the Sons of the Pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find the fire. That's why they call him Smokey. That was